the people that you grew up with in Chattanooga, what did that, a lot of your friends, what occupations did they have?
Well, I couldn't say now about that, with the stores and things. And we get founded and we found out they didn't take no offense to that. Just like now, if I go get home, me and my cousin, you know, I got along pretty fine in the way of speaking, but I never did say what I call home. Always out from the set. Been that way ever since. I was around about 18, 20 years old. And cousin and I used to call him. And Mr. Cole, the one got my social security and welfare for me. That dude in the office paid my way out. And then they all treat me like I'm human. Mm-hmm. And my cousin been out here once or twice, and I didn't tell him nothing about what I was getting or what I was seeing or nothing like that. And there wasn't none of that. Mm-hmm. And so since I've been here, I ain't mad to ask for nothing.
Could you tell me a little about your mother and your father?
Well, my father worked for the Atlantic Pacific Tea Store on the corner of Kane and Market Street. That's been quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
I was nothing but Tommy Lane.
Uh-huh.
And he went to the wall, and that left me and my mother. My mother died about 10 years ago. And that left me out here by myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, where were your mother and father born? Where did they come from? Where did they come from?
They were Tennessee, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, they were both born in. Do you remember where they were born in Chattanooga, in some neighborhood, or?
Well, I couldn't express that exactly now. If I'm not mistaken, where I was raised at, I was raised on Freeman Street, right in town. Back, if proposition about it, what part of the town they were born in, where they lived, just skip my memory, no more that. As far as I can remember, we all lived right in town called Magnolia, between 9th and 8th Street. Flynn Street, not far from being right square in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And 8th Street, that was lined up with nothing but white people.
Mm-hmm.
And 9th Street was traffic where streetcars went up there, but not streetcars like that. Busted thing like that, streetcar knife. Had glasses in them and everything, but those streetcars ran up there, had long steps on the side, long seats.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go to East Chattanooga, you had to catch one of those. It was crowded, you would stand up, just hold. So, that, oh, put this tree out.
Let me just pull a trash can over here. Oh, here's an ashtray up on that table.
That's what I did. Here, here's a little one off the
door. Well, could you tell me a little about, did your mother work? You said your father worked at a grocery store. Where did your mother ever work?
No, she after he went to the army, passed out. He passed out. Well, she lived on Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
She got that from the government.
Mm-hmm.
And when she died, that's the last thing she had, Social